Welcome to the Basically Famous podcast, where we're taking our notoriety to the mic and no topic is off limits. I'm your host, Wendy.
And I'm your host, Spencer. Each week, we talk about life's bullshit, our hot takes, and make one of you basically famous too.
I don't think my microphone's on. It's not on.
Is it not on or we're...
I can't hear anything and I'm not...
Did you plug your headphones in?
No.
I'm not cutting this.
Oh, God.
Oh. What number?
Test, test. It's one. Okay.
Yep. Is that good?
There we go.
Okay, dokie.
You guys, I forgot how to do my podcast. Whoopsie-daisy. I think I lost some brain cells. I know I lost some brain cells in Mexico.
She lived her best life.
I lived my best life. It was my mom's 60th birthday. I was just giving Spencer like a rundown on all of it. And I was going to tell her something. She's like, no, stop. Is this something for the podcast? I was like, yeah.
So there are podcast appropriate stories and non-podcast appropriate stories. But I would just like to know, have you crossed the threshold from cruise person?
Yeah.
Or from person who cruises to cruise person?
I think I'm a cruise girly. I think okay. I need to stop fighting it. You know, I had big plans to take the clip from that podcast episode and like overlay it with me. Actually, I will do that. I'll lay it over a track and be like, I'm not a cruise girl. I just go on cruises. Y'all, I am. I had a ball. I really did. I had such a fun time. And it was for my mom's 60th birthday. So it was like my aunt, my mom, my brother, his wife, so my sister-in-law. And then Mike was going to go. He was in Florida the week before the cruise, and he was already teetering on staying behind anyway because Fisher, Mike's mom, couldn't get off work the whole week, so he was going to be with his great-grandparents, who it just might have been a lot for him, you know, for them to have Fisher. And so Mike was like, I don't know. I might need to stay and keep – like, it just was this thing. So 10 days out was the cutoff of, like, someone else being able to swap places with him.
I was going
to
ask about that, how that works, if you're able to do that.
It was literally in the hour of the 10th day. Like, it was – so Mike got back from Florida that Monday, and he had a client that was like, hey, I need this job done by – I think it was like Friday, and we were leaving Friday morning at 6 a.m. Mm. So he was like, you know what? No, just see if Lily wants to go. So Lily's my sister-in-law. It's Mike's sister who I've traveled with, who I love. Like, we're very close.
We love Lily.
And she had already been trying to get on the cruise, but everything was sold out. Or she was going to pay like $2,500 for an interior cabin at one point.
Absolutely not.
Right.
I was Let me tell you what. If you ever get me on a cruise, which I think it's only a matter of time before you do.
I think I can like show you a good time.
It will be a balcony room because I would puke my guts up and have a panic attack
it's
in an interior
only way.
Room.
You cannot do any other way. Like, I've only done an interior room one time. That was probably 13 years ago when I lived in Florida, and me and Booge booked a last minute, literally it was a Sunday fun day. Our friend Trish was going on a bachelorette party leaving Thursday. And when you live in Florida, you can get cruises for like $100. Mm-hmm. And we had too many mimosas at brunch. And so me and Booge booked the cruise right then. We left on Thursday. It was like $125 interior cabin. When I tell you, it was like a shoebox, like literally a shoebox. I had to sleep on the bed that came out of the top of the wall.
Oh, like a Murphy bed?
Not even. It was like a bunk bed Murphy bed.
It
was not good. It was not ideal. And if you had your suitcases open, you better put them beds up because you weren't all fitting in there. There ain't room for you, me, and our suitcases.
Oh, God.
It was literally so little. So that, and I had already gone on cruises prior to that, but we always had like a window room. And then after that, I was like, never again will I do it. So I always got a window room. Well, then a few years ago, we did a balcony and we don't look back. You're doing balconies every time from you can't not do a balcony. I mean, damn, next time am I gonna get a whole suite?
Yeah, obviously.
I mean, she's a cruise girl.
On our branded trip.
A cruise girl. I told Spencer we're doing a branded trip. I was showing her some videos from from our trip. And I just oh my God. So I was telling Spencer, this is the one she stopped me, so she hasn't heard it. And she does not like feet, so bear with me.
I don't.
I need new feet from Mexico because your girl's feet look like she's been kicking rocks for 3 weeks. They are so bad.
They're pretty rough looking.
They are so bad. I should have had that gel polish.
It really, they're indicative of the time that you had.
Oh, you know what? These feet, if they could tell a story.
Right.
It was wild. But at one point, and maybe, I don't even know, like 4 margaritas later, their margaritas are just so pure. You know, they just hit the spot. Also, they were half the size of my leg. So there's that. We're walking back and the
cruises are all inclusive, right? Is that a stupid question?
on the cruise, but not the islands, unless you go to their private island. We didn't go to their private island, so we had to pay for, like...
But, like, off the boat.
No. Like, we had to pay...
I'm saying off the boat, you pay. On the boat, it's
yes, inclusive. Unless it's, like, their island. So, Coco Cay is Royal Caribbean's private island. That's all-inclusive, too.
Oh, okay.
But we didn't stop there this time. And that's mine, one of Mike's and my favorite places. It's so fun there. But this one only went to two stops in Mexico. So, we paid for a beach day, which was, like... Oh, how much did we pay? $50? I don't know. It was all-inclusive for 4 hours of drinking or 2 hours of drinking and food, whatever. We did 4 hours of drinking, obviously, mm-hmm. and then paid for outrageous nachos. But we were walking back in their little cobblestone streets, which were beautiful, but not easy to walk on. I'm wearing flip-flops, and I stubbed, like, my toe. Like, I tripped, and I didn't think anything of it. I didn't feel it. I mean, those margaritas were a great numbing agent, I guess. And like 2 minutes later, I look down and my entire foot is bleeding all in my flip-flop. Right. And I was like, oh God. And so much so that I didn't even feel it. And we met two friends, Kip and Brenton. And I looked down and they happened to have a Band-Aid and a alcohol pad. Lily's squeezing alcohol on my toe. I don't feel it at all. Don't feel it. She's cleaning it up. Puts this big old Band-Aid, one of them butterfly Band-Aids, hugs the whole toe, you know. But I don't know.
She's like, I got you.
Yes. But I look down now and I'm like, that thing don't necessarily look right. I might need to soak in a little peroxide. But then I have three random cuts on my toes, like 1, 2, 3 on toes.
And that toenail polish, she's a goner.
The toenail polish, there's none on my pinky toes. There's about a third on my big toe on one. And then just sporadic little drips of toenail polish. Maude, about you, is barely hanging on. But we had a blast, and I feel like that's all that mattered. And so we're doing one. We're going. It's true. I'm taking Spencer. We're going to do a cruise. I feel like I'm a good cruise advocate. Like, I feel like I would know how to do a good time. I mean, we did it all the way up.
It was funny because I was watching videos of you with, like, your new friends, mm-hmm. and I said, that is how you know that you're a cruise person and yeah. not a person who cruises. That's when right. you make... friends, like true friends, and then you hang out with them the whole time. That's a cruise person.
The first day too, yeah.
Because I think there's like two people, but not just cruises, like just vacations in general.
Yeah.
There's two types of people that vacation, and that's the people that connect with other people and yeah. the people that don't talk to another living soul.
Right.
And I want to be the person that connects to other people, but I think in my heart of hearts, I'm the other. I'm yeah. the one that doesn't talk to another soul because yeah. I'm just there to like unwind
yeah,
and relax. But I want to be that person. But
you
person.
Know, the thing about it too, like whenever you and I have traveled, I feel like I talk to everybody. Like I feel like I just can't help it. Like I just
no,
don't
you
shut
do.
Up.
You talk to everybody.
I just won't stop. And then like in the moment, I've told you, I'm like, my brain is like, girl, be quiet. Like just stop talking. But then I don't take my own advice. Whereas like you're more like you're chill. You're sitting back. You're just kind of like taking it all in.
I'm an observer.
You are an observer. And then I'm like no chill at all. I told Spencer, I was telling Lily, my toxic trait is getting drunk and having no chill and being super annoying, like yelling stuff. Oh, that's what we were going to talk about. The guy, the comedy show, man.
Oh, yeah.
Let me tell y'all something. I texted Spencer that I was not amused. Our next tour stop that we do, we had a great time in Dallas, but you know what we're doing next, y'all? We're going on a cruise and we're performing because this man was not funny. He was so rude to us. So
bring these texts up.
Oh gosh.
It was like
one I was hot about it.
She sent me this picture of her grimacing and she goes, first she said, bitch, this comedy show ain't it. We could do better. Let's look into cruise ships. Also, someone keeps farting in the audience and our followers would never. Oh. I said, we might, but they would never.
Yeah.
And then she sends me a photo of her and Lily and she's curling her lip. She goes, he tried to call us out. I swear to God, we are way funnier. He's so stupid. And tried, these are all separate texts, by the way.
Of course they are. I'm a separate texter.
And tried to call us out in front of everyone. I'm mad about it. And also, someone keeps pooting. You didn't reply to the other day, and I was sad.
Oh, my God. You didn't reply to me.
I didn't. Girl, I wouldn't have known if you did.
But I wouldn't have known if you did.
Yeah. No. I mean, listen, have you seen have you been inundated with the TikToks of the new cruise ship? icon of the sea.
I have friends on that right now. It looks amazing.
Okay, here's the thing. I feel like it's gotten so much hype that it's like Titanic 2.0. Oh, God. Like, I'm not trying to put that out into the universe.
Yeah.
But it just freaks me out a little bit. However, it's like a whole damn city. And here's the thing about me that freaks me out with cruises. I can't wrap my head around the science behind it.
I know. How
do we get a whole fucking city?
On a boat.
To float.
Yeah. Why does it not fall over? Like, when everyone gets on there and watches a show, is it not top heavy? Is it? I mean, I had science, I think, in school, but
I'm top heavy. I would fall over.
I'm like, why? How is it able to do that? And also, if everybody's bon voyaging in the port on one side of the ship, how are we not tilting? But I'm a psycho, and I do look up cruise. The other night, I laid in bed, and I was looking up cruise sinking, cruise going belly up.
Now that I'm off of it.
No, I do it sometimes before. I don't know why I do that. They do have stabilizers that come out of the front, the sides of the ship.
I get it because I understand the general science of boats, right? Like I get it kind of, but I just can't wrap my head around something that
doesn't make sense. So big. Heavy. Right.
And also I'm like, okay, if I were to cruise, would I like a big, huge ship like Icon of the Seas?
Yeah, you would.
Or would I prefer something smaller? Maybe that would force me to be a people person.
No. So this one was a smaller one. This is the smallest one I've been on. Not to brag. Smallest one I've been on in a few years.
She's not a cruise person.
I'm not a cruise girl. I am. I'm leaning into that.
I love all that in, for baby.
But the smaller one, I feel like there was not a lot to do. Obviously, the company we kept made it more fun because there wasn't a lot to do. And so normally, Mike and I are like, dang, we could have still looked at a whole nother piece of the ship.
Yeah.
Okay, but what I was going to say about the comedy show, so the man was like, does anybody fish? And so Lily and I were like, yeah, we do. You know, we're like four rows back.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, okay, what do you catch? And we were like, mahi, tuna, whatever's in season. He was like, oh, where do you fish? We're like, Atlantic Beach. He's like, do you know how big the Atlantic Ocean is? We're like, no, like Atlantic Beach is a spot. Like it's a place. And he was like, oh, okay. The Atlantic Beach is really big, but okay. And then he went on to another joke. He's like, I mean, these girls are just cackling and saying stuff while I forget how he said it. I was like, do not ask for crowd engagement if you can't handle us firing back at you. Because there's one thing about Wendy is I'm quick and I'm going to hit you back real fast with something. It's not my problem if you can't keep up. I'm not good at a lot of stuff, but the wit is there. The wit is there. And he was like so pissed because we were like, no, it's like literally a place. And he didn't, I guess that didn't hit his joking. Like,
I was just going to say, he definitely has, I mean, he's a cruise ship comic.
Right.
So he probably is just used to like doing the same bits over and over and not having engagement. Or like having a particular minimal type engagement. Of engagement.
Right. Yeah.
And then you have these two broads that go deep sea fishing. And he's like, yeah, no, you don't fit my narrative.
You're not fitting my algorithm. Right. So shut up. And then he like tried to play us. And that pissed me off. That's what I was like. And then someone did keep farting. I'm like, if you're going to do that, at least go over there. Like, that's nasty. But then I was like, was it me? Like, was I doing it? And I didn't remember. I didn't remember my toe falling off. So was it me or was it somebody else? God. I was like,
could have been you. Did it smell like eggs?
No, because
it wasn't you.
Right. It was not sulfur related. But I was just like so aggravated. So we're going to add that to our tour next time. We're doing one of those. So if y'all want, we'll pink it out. Oh my God. Is that a bucket list now? I think I put it on there. I think it might be.
Basically famous cruise.
Oh my God. Shut up. That'd be so fun.
No, I mean, it would. That'd I'm going to need so to fun. Get like a cruise under my belt before I'm like hosting one, you know?
Right. Because if it's rocky, there was a couple times like you got to have your sea legs because it was a little rocky and you're like, oof, you could really feel it. So you just drink more.
I don't see that's I would be like miserable. I'd be so pissed to pay all this money for a vacation and then be like sick.
Well, do you get seasick on a boat? No.
I mean, not typically, but it's not unheard of. I think it just depends on the water.
So, that's the thing. One of the nights we came back. So I came back early one night. I just couldn't hang. I told Spencer, I was like, you know, I can rally. I'm more of a day drinking kind of girl. I want to day drink and go to bed early,
mm-hmm.
you know. And I think middle of the week, I told Lily, I was like, girlfriend, you're on your own. Like, I really need to go to bed because I'm tired. I can't do that every single day. I don't have my party pants on today. And that night I had texted her and I was like, girl, it is rough. I got back to the room and I looked out. Whew. That I'm glad I went to sleep.
It was rough.
It was, yeah. Like we were going through and there was a bad storm one of the days. It was super windy. And I would say this was the worst weather we had, like on the boat that we normally have. Like it doesn't usually rain. And one of the days it was overcast. It was 70. Y'all know how I feel about that. I was freezing to me. I needed a parka. I needed a whole scarf. And it was like windy. It was hard to like enjoy. I had chill bumps.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it was because of that, maybe. Also, we're getting into like almost spring. So like the weather is like shifting. I don't know, but it was, I texted her. I was like, it is moving out here. And I don't like that because then that's when I'm like, all right, let me Google these shipwrecks. So I know if I hear them sounds, yeah. I'm on the boat. I'm gone. Bye. I'm going to get some snacks. Just don't bring beef jerky because that smells like ugh, on the, you know. But I would be in that life jacket. I ain't waiting on nobody. Sorry. I'm going to have to pull a Rose on that one.
I am in the boat.
Every jack for themselves.
We talked about it like a few episodes ago, that like 9-month cruise or whatever.
Yeah, I couldn't do it.
So they were going through Drake's Passage.
Yeah, no. See, them things freak. And I don't give a damn how pretty it is on the other side. Can you imagine going through that?
No.
And why did they have to put that song with it?
Was it Hoist the Colors? I think it's the name of the song.
But it gives me.
Mm-mm. So they were going through Drake's Passage. So my whole algorithm for a hot minute all 9-month cruises. And so it was all these different people talking about how they were getting ready for it. And they showed like the boat getting ready for it. The boat, like, you know, had closed off all of the exterior areas. You couldn't go outside the cabins.
Right.
You couldn't go outside, like on the balconies and stuff. That sounded like hollering. A cat.
Nope. Just my kid hollering.
And people were like, we're hunkering down, you know, it's going to be like 36 hours.
No way.
And they're like in their rooms and they're like talking about how they're like sick and they've got their saltines and they're covering themselves in the nausea patches. And I'm like, no, I'm good. No, I'm good.
That's what I'm saying.
And like, if I need to really see what's on the other side, like, can I take a plane?
Yeah, you could.
Like, I don't want to take a fucking boat there. The thing is,
it's so pretty when you get there and they're like, oh my God, it was worth it. Okay, but don't go on your balcony because there's throw up everywhere from everybody. Like, it smells like Brunswick stew and brownies. Oh, like, God. No. Uh-uh. That is not the move. There is nowhere that I can think of that I would want to go through that. Because, like, what if your boat doesn't make it? Mm-mm, I'm not doing it.
Okay, so tell me something about cruises. You know, this is just like the cruise informative episode.
It's fun. Yeah.
So how does it work with stops?
What do you mean?
Like how long are you actually on the boat? How long do you, you stop? Is it overnight? Is it just for a couple hours? Is it all day? How many stops depends. Do you make? So you have to get off the boat? There's really a lot of questions
There is a lot of questions. It just depends on the cruise you pick. So like we've done them where it has 4 stops because ours are usually like 8-day, you know, like a longer cruise. And we usually leave out of Miami or Fort Lauderdale. So you're already starting so far down, you can go a little bit further. I will say I don't love the Western Caribbean. Probably my favorite stop was like Half Moon Cay. Was it Half Moon Cay? Is that what it's called? Freaking postcard beautiful. I've never seen something like that in my life. And then like Megan's Bay, St. Thomas, St. John, all of those, like Mike and I love those. And we had full days there. So you got off the boat. You usually wake up docked in the morning. They put the gangway down, the little whatever that, you know, like when you get off the boat and then you can go as you please. That being said, I was watching cruise videos of people getting left, running down that dock, trying to get back up. And leave you so fast. And you have to pay for yourself to get home. So you have to pay attention to how long you have. So this one, it was a shorter cruise. It was 5 days or 6 days, whatever it was. And we left out of Port Canaveral and we went to 2 stops in Mexico. The first stop we had, oh my gosh, I forget which one was longer. We had until like 6:30 one night and I've never had it that late before. Usually it's like a 3:30, 4 o'clock back on the boat. Mm-hmm. But when we went to Roatan and I got that keychain and COVID, that trip, you know, we got off that boat. The guys didn't get off. The girls got off, got a margarita and like went to that little shop and then immediately got back on. We only stayed for like an hour. You don't have to get off. I don't know why you wouldn't, unless it was just a place that you're like, I really don't want to go.
Mm-hmm.
But also, like, when you get off the boat and there's, like, their military, they were, like, freaking AR-15s and, like, they're, it's a little kind of scary. You're like, I'm going to be in friends with him. Because if something goes on, I'm going to be right behind you. I'm going to get your bulletproof vest nuggled up in my butt. I'm like, can I get in that with you? Because I don't know about that. But
strap me on like a baby.
I mean, girl, I'll wear it like a little wearable. I'm wearing a baby wearable. But yeah, it just depends on the crew. So you can look at the places that you want to go and then pick from there. And then it'll tell you the more stops you have, probably the less time you have on the stop because you got to get back on and start going again. But I've pretty much always woken up in the port. As a matter of fact, I think this past one was the first time that at 11 a.m. or 9:45 or 10, we got to the port where I've never done that before. It's usually you wake up in the port because it's so early and you can kind of hear them start to do it. And then you get off the boat then. But
and then like, what do you do off the boat?
Whatever. There's like tons of excursions. I really wanted a horseback on the beach, but I didn't because margaritas.
Okay. So I think you should look for a cruise for us.
Okay.
Like a, you know, starter's cruise for me. Maybe not. All right. Don't know.
Okay. Let's do it. We can go out of Charleston if you wanted to.
Okay.
So we'll do that. And then we'll maybe do like a 4 or 5 night. That way it's not super long for you, but long enough to where you're not going. I don't want to do like a 3-day where you're like going to one stop for your first cruise. Like you got to get a couple stops because I like to do the beach clubs when you go. Cause you can like pay. Last year we did one, God, I always call it Dirty Sanchez. It's called Senior Sanchez's or something. I don't
tomato,
even know.
Tomato.
Anyway, it doesn't matter. But we paid like $100 all inclusive all day. That was cool. And then this last one we did, it was like $50 for, like I said, the 4 hours. Those are fun because there's stuff to do there. You can lay out. You can go to the pool. That pool water was looking real dingy though. Ooh. Like, I don't know. Do they do Clorox there? Chlorine, I mean.
I don't know. Probably salt water.
If I can't smell it, then I ain't getting in it. I had wounds that I had to think about.
Everybody wants a saltwater pool, but here's the thing. Mm-hmm. I love the smell of bleach.
Me too. That's how I know it's clean.
Right. I'm okay getting in a chlorinated pool. Mm-hmm. I want to be smelling it on my skin.
Me too. Maybe that's my bathing suit. I don't even care.
Yeah. Maybe that's the swimmer in me, but like I used to love when we were in season, when I played water polo and was because I just love the smell of the chlorine on my skin and I can't help that.
It's, no, I can't.
I really enjoy it. Okay. So how listen, I'm not going to stay cruise averse. I'm willing to try it out.
It's so fun. And I think it's just been so long since I've been on like a cruise like this with like my sister, like my sister-in-law was there. It was like, I don't know. I can't explain it. It was just such a fun little vibe. It was a good time. Yeah. Not that we don't have fun. We have so much fun with like our husbands and stuff, but it's when you have a really big group, I always want to just go with the flow. I don't want to be the one that's like, no, let's do this. No, I just do what everybody says let's do. And I'm like, yes, let's do it. And I think this one was different because we were kind of setting the schedule.
You got to pick.
Yeah. And that was really fun. And I mean, again, I think it's all about, and I said this before, when we go on our big cruises, it's so fun because of everybody that we're with. It makes a difference who you're with.
Yeah.
If you were to go, like Mike and I would never just go on a cruise. We would never just like, hey, let's go on vacation.
No, like a couple's cruise.
No, we would never do that because Mike is very shy. Mike is not going to talk to somebody like that. He's going to be like, he's just going to sit there and I'm going to be running my mouth. I'm like, oh my God, shut up. But it's fun when you have the right people in the right places and it makes it super fun. But they also have karaoke. So Lily and I mean,
that's really all you have to tell me to get me to go someplace.
But you're good though, karaoke. Because we're not. And I saw those videos last night and they were way worse than I remembered. I really thought we did better than we did.
But here's the thing. Matter. Like I can carry a tune sober.
Right.
As soon as I start drinking, that all goes out the window. Yeah. Cause I start scream singing. And the like
hollering the lyrics,
like belting, but like not in a controlled,
imagine I shut it down
way.
With strawberry wine. Like imagine. And I think that's part of the problem is I know these songs and you start drinking and you know what, y'all? It really does impair your mind. I can tell you it's true what they say. You should not operate a vehicle, sing karaoke or give advice. I don't know. Some advice might be good, but. Yeah, my brain just gets really cloudy. And you already know how it's already cloudy a little bit.
My favorite is always Robbie will be like, oh no, Wendy's drunk. Because she's going live.
Oh, God. Yes. Every time. Lily's like, do you remember going live? I was like, oh, my God. Yes, I do. And I
just love it.
And then I just disappear immediately.
He says it like he's, you know, reporting the news. He's like, Wendy's drunk. She's going live on Instagram. She's
live. Great. But then it kept glitching. People were like, I can't hear you. Or like, it's glitching. And then people were like, no, I can hear you. So it was like spotty.
Oh, weird.
And then I was like, all right, bye. Click.
See ya.
Peace. Because I don't remember the one time I did it and I couldn't get it to turn off. That's so embarrassing. I'd rather delete the entire Instagram account before I'm fumbling with the end button. God. But yes,
it
every
is,
time.
They got to make it easier. Why is it so hard to end a live?
I don't know. It's awkward when you're like, okay, and then bye, guys.
Then we all look like grandmas with, phone up our nose while we're trying to figure out how to end it.
Where's maybe that here end button? Yeah. Oh, God. Robbie, bless me. I know. I'm a mess. Okay. It is what it is. I'm a liability.
While you were busy cruising.
Yeah, I was going to say, how was your week? What'd you do?
Well, besides just, you know, my usual shit, mm-hmm. I marathoned the episodes that have come out so far.
Love is Blind?
For Love is Blind.
Okay, I've been watching too.
Okay, where are you?
I'm on episode 3 maybe. I started yesterday.
Okay. Ooh, you got a lot to catch up on. Just share your thoughts so far.
So obviously, mainly I was curious about the Megan Fox stuff. Cause I was like, this poor girl.
Oh, you heard this. Okay. Yeah. What do you think? Yay or nay? Do you see a resemblance?
Yeah,
or
she
no?
does resemble Megan Fox. I think they're doing her a little dirty on some of these angles. Cause they're trying to be like,
they're making her look super horse face.
But I love that she was like, I mean, this would be a good time for anyone to like step up that you said I looked like Megan Fox. That's on her TikTok? Funny. Yeah. But yes, I do see a resemblance. Do you not?
So I think to be brazen enough in a blind experiment to compare yourself to objectively one of the most beautiful women alive.
Right.
Bold move.
Very bold. Because you better come out looking like her twin, not a resemblance. Not correct. Like in the right lighting, right angle. Like it's gotta be enough to be like, okay.
Right.
Yeah.
I think that like I see it in the eyes. Like if you were to crop everything out, but her eyes and Megan Fox's eyes, especially Megan Fox's old eyes. Cause we're also talking Megan Fox, like young Megan Fox.
Right.
Like that's what she looks
like. And
she's
like. Also, no shade to Megan Fox. She's also done a lot with her looks too.
That's what I'm saying. Like, yeah. Like Megan Fox was always beautiful, but like, sure, she's done tweaks and things as she's aged, which has only made her objectively that much more beautiful.
Right. Okay.
But like the eyes, I see that.
Yeah.
I think to say I resemble Megan Fox, I think you're full of shit.
Yeah.
I think you have similar eyes, like a similar feature.
My nostril looks like Megan Fox.
Yeah. Like I have a patch of skin on my ass. Kind of looks like
she
a patch of skin on Megan Fox's ass.
She said it like that. Like I would never, like if someone's like, oh, you remind me of Jessica Simpson. I would never say, oh, someone tells me I look, there are photos that people might say, oh gosh, you remind me, but they're not saying that in a, I would never say that to somebody.
Correct. Like, yeah. So, and in all her TikToks, she's using the bold glamour filter. And so there are certain, and we know our angles, right? Sure.
Yeah, girl.
So she's taking videos of herself with this filter, getting her best angles. And like, sure, I can see where someone might say that. But you're watching her on video and it's a very different thing. Or you see her unfiltered pictures of her. Very different. Like, you don't look like her. But that's like Michelle Pfeiffer, okay? If I'm looking at your face, I don't think you look like Michelle Pfeiffer. But I'll look at certain photos of you and I'm like, oh my God, she looks just like Michelle Pfeiffer.
Right.
It's like that. Yeah. It's, you know, it's just different. That the whole doppelganger thing, like it's very rare that people like truly look like somebody.
Oh, for sure.
And I just think like in a blind experiment, you shouldn't be talking about that anyways. I'll get to why I know she did it in a second.
Oh, I was going to say, I thought that they said you weren't really allowed to do that though. Didn't
you're not supposed to.
Because it's blind. It's for the whole thing of like not having looks tied to your personality.
Right.
So you're not really supposed to even, because a lot, they were like, do you have long hair? Do you think I have, I'm like, you're not supposed to describe yourself.
No, it compromises the integrity of the experiment. Apparently though, she did say that, and they didn't, she said that they didn't show this, obviously, but he said that he looked like Christian McCaffrey.
Okay, I saw that too. No, he doesn't. He favors him from like a, again, anyone can favor someone when you go, yes, a quick glance. Like, sure, you know, Maggie favors freaking my old dog lipstick, but like Maggie was thinner and lipstick was a chunky monk. But you know what I'm saying?
Was a thick girl.
She was, but you can't say you favor somebody if it takes a certain angle, a quick look.
Right.
You don't, anyone could really do that. I saw a
video
that.
And it was like, you guys aren't being fair to her. She does look like her. And then they proceed. They're like, we got to darken her hair and we got to give her more hair because she's long in the face. And I was like, wow.
If you're having to change her face, she doesn't resemble. That's the point.
Well, that was the thing. They didn't change her face necessarily.
They added more hair to make it look.
Added hair and they added makeup.
Okay. No, also no.
And they made her skin tone more like Megan Fox's and all this stuff. And but like didn't change structurally her face. And they were like, see? And I was like, maybe like a smidge more similar.
There are people that literally can do their makeup and look like Chevy Chase. Like on purpose. But you know what I'm saying?
No, yes.
Or the Grinch or Jim Carrey.
Right. That doesn't mean I look like the Grinch.
You did your makeup to look like that person.
Hello.
Again, it's not, that is not the same.
Anyways.
All right.
It's very funny, but I'm like, okay, well, Christian McCaffrey at least is not like, Christian McCaffrey is a good looking man, but he's not like
a supermodel,
a knockout.
Right. He's an average Joe.
So it's a little bit different. I've been calling Jimmy a thumb with a face.
My God.
Because tell me that's not an accurate description.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I heard someone else refer to him as a sweet potato with hair. And I said, done. They're both so fitting.
Okay. So I'm still so into, because I was unpacking yesterday trying to like watch it. And I need to like binge it tonight. I might even start an episode back so I can get all, everybody's name. I like the girl so far with the long brown hair. What is her name?
She's Sarah Ann.
She has the daughter Autumn.
Oh, Jessica.
Jessica. I like her so far. And then oh my gosh, hold on, I'm having a stroke. My mind literally just went blank.
So the ones that they've showed us mostly, so there's Jessica with the daughter who's talking to Jimmy. Chelsea, who's talking to Jimmy.
Fegan, and has the dog.
Fegan Fox.
Right, and has the dog Chelsea. He has a dog named Chelsea.
So they're both talking to Jimmy, and then Chelsea's also talking to Trevor with Chelsea the dog.
Oh, right. Okay, yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
Jimmy is the thumb.
Yes.
Trevor,
one thumb, right?
Trevor is the mullet with the muscles.
Oh my God. And then okay, back to the looks thing. When she's like, "Oh, I love mullets." He's like, "Why have one?" She's like, "Do you really?" Again, why are we putting so much emphasis on the looks? I'm mad about it.
Right.
This was in Charlotte too, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, this is a great season.
I do like this season. I do. Because it's coming off. It's not like where it's boring like some of the past ones that we've talked about. It's good.
It's good. And so, let me tell you, the fourth wall dropping that happens soon.
Oh. Ooh, oh, I already know the spoiler of it. Because I saw some.
Okay, hold on. Like, just skip past this if you haven't watched it yet. Okay, right. What's the spoiler you know?
Somebody had a wife or a girlfriend back home.
Oh, there's a couple things.
Oh, okay. Because, of course, I can't stay off social media, so I see things circulate.
That's why I've been binging as soon as the new episodes drop. Because I'm like, I don't want
spoilers.
I know. I do. Yeah. And so I'm like, I don't want spoilers.
Yeah. No, I don't care about, like, even if I know that there's one, it doesn't ruin it for me. I'm still want to watch it play out or whatever. But so who has the wife from back home?
Okay. So we've got this little weird love triangle, right? Or quadrant. You got Jessica, Chelsea, Trevor, Jimmy. Okay. You've got them. Then you've got AD, who's with Clay. AD is the really pretty black girl.
Was she wearing the pink shirt and with a crop top? And she was probably mad because she said that she was being told the same thing.
Yes.
Okay.
So that's AD.
Yeah. Her name is AD.
AD. Okay, yep. Right. And then she's with she's talking to Clay, and she was also talking to Matthew, the psycho.
Matthew is the one, though, that was telling both the girls the same things. Yes. And she was like,
Amber was the other girl that I told you, I'm like, normally I can't remember names for shit.
I can't remember until the middle of the season and then it'll start. But I'm so early, but I was like picking up on, obviously. Okay. I did see that episode.
So, and all the guys have done interviews now outside of the pod since the show started airing, saying that Matthew didn't get a bad edit. Matthew was actually that crazy. Did not want to talk to any of the guys. They were like, we spoke maybe like four words. Like, he was there for the experiment. He did not care about talking to us. He did not care about making friends. He did not care about anything other than
finding a wife,
what they were doing in the pods. And yeah, like,
wow.
But okay. like, obviously not in a great way, because he was verbal diarrheaing the same shit to multiple women.
Right. So, but then he was like,
he wasn't making a genuine connection with anybody.
And I love that he was like, they're recording me. No, I didn't say that to her. And I cannot wait for it to roll the beautiful bean footage. And it's probably going to be the same thing.
He better be at that reunion.
He better be at the reunion. Mm-hmm. And they better do him dirty like they've done in the past about that cutie.
They won't.
Justice for the cuties.
Justice for the cuties.
Okay.
Okay. So there's them. Then there's Jeremy, who's the other vanilla man.
Okay.
Who is talking to Sarah Ann.
Sarah Ann is the blonde girl?
No, that is, and she's the only one I can't think of her name.
Okay.
There's the blonde girl, and then Sarah Ann is darker. She looks like she's maybe like Hispanic or Polynesian.
Maybe I haven't seen enough of her. She's not ringing a bell for me.
Yeah, they didn't get as much airtime, and especially in those first episodes, I'm not sure if they got a ton.
The third one that I'm on right now has mostly, right now it's where they're getting, where she's calling him out for it, and then he's wanting to leave.
Okay, hold on. Jeremy. I'm trying to find you pictures.
Okay. But I am glad that North Carolina delivered. That does make me happy, because some of these seasons have started off so stale and it's just boring until it's not. But man, of course we got some wreckage going on so early in.
Why can't I find anybody's name? It's literally just this one girl that I cannot remember her name. I know people are like screaming.
Yeah, they're like, stop!
Okay. So these three, right? Sarah Ann.
Oh, yes, yes.
Jeremy,
yes.
Okay, and the blonde girl. Yeah. Laura.
Ugh. Laura, okay.
Okay. So Jeremy had a fiance before the show. Okay. And then they sold their marital home before he went on. So he's saying that when he actually applied for the show, which actually, he said he didn't apply for the show.
Somebody else did it for him. Is that what he's going to say?
No. Oh. He said they recruited him through Instagram. A producer reached out and he shared the message. Oh, okay.
Yeah,
the
screenshot of the message. That. They do that.
And it was like very last minute. But he said he was already single at that point and they had just sold their home. So like they were not together. Yes.
Is this the guy that's renting the 4-bedroom house? And he was like, I just sold my house. Yes. I have a 4-bedroom and she lives in an apartment. And he was like, well, who's going to move in with who?
Yes.
That's the guy.
Yeah, I think that's the same person.
So he's the one that was married?
So he engaged. They weren't married. Oh, okay. However, Trevor had a girlfriend.
Okay.
And Trevor's girlfriend has, so essentially they were together all through the show.
Okay.
She shared screenshots of their text messages.
While they were filming? Did we learn nothing? That's why Shane got on. Remember when Shane was like, Shane from like a couple seasons ago was like, what, Lisa, I have a girlfriend.
Oh, I shared a TikTok. I sent it to you maybe last night.
I messaged you back. Oh, no, not last night. I didn't see it last night.
I don't know if it was last night or the night before, where he was like, he put a bunch of snowflakes and he was like, but at least I didn't have a girlfriend.
Yeah, that's okay. You sent it to me a couple nights ago. He replied back to you and I was like, I'm dead. And then I said, not Shane having his shining moment now.
Oh, yeah.
Because he was a, bless him. So but anyways,
so this girl has shared all the receipts. So basically Trevor was in a relationship with this girl and then went on the show because he wanted all the things that come with going on reality TV, right?
As most people do now, let's be real.
Fame and money, whatever. So he had never planned on taking it past the honeymoon.
Oh.
That was...
And she was on board with this?
Yes. Okay. They talk about it.
It's,
so she
it's
was
given
like,
Jeb from Hannah season of Bachelorette.
Mm-hmm. So he agreed. He was like, hey, they're about to take my phone. I love you so much. I'll talk to you in 10 days or whatever.
Yeah.
And so they go through the pods and he said, hold on. Actually, you know what? I'm going to pause this because I'm going to find these texts. Okay. So essentially the long and the short of it is the girlfriend is releasing these texts because he just did her really dirty. She's been with him this whole time. The show filmed in March of 2023.
Right.
They were together before and they've been together this whole year. She even says that he's already also filmed a second dating reality show, Perfect Match 2. He's already filmed that as well. So he, I guess 2 weeks before this season was going to drop, he ghosted her for a whole week and then broke up with her over text. So she's like, okay, so she's done. She's doing this. He threatened her that if she shared any of this information with the public, that he would send sex tapes that they had made together to her family, particularly her son.
Which is like also illegal. What's it called?
Revenge porn.
Yeah.
What
a psychopath.
So she did it anyways.
Good.
So, and like this guy, you will see, he comes out like a brand new shiny nickel. Like he is the nice guy from the season that everyone is obsessed with.
Oh, I bet he is.
So the texts go like this. You're welcome, audience. So he says, I love you so much. Okay, hold on. This is first. So this is March 26th. This is the day filming started.
Okay.
March 26th, 1:04 p.m. He says, I love you so much, honey. I'm excited for it, but more excited to get back to you and start our life together after, with a heart. Okay. And then he said, did you get my text? She said, did you land? He said, just did. She says, did you find other people on the plane doing the show? He said, the guy I first asked, though, talked to me the whole time. And then there was definitely some deleted texts in here also, okay, by the way. And then he's, because there's a gap. You know how you can tell when there's texts but that have been deleted because the gap between the bubbles will be a little bigger?
Yes.
So there's something that gets deleted. And then he says, and established why we are here and agreed on it. And she said, and what was that? And he said, no matter what, we are not getting married, LOL. And she said, nice. And then April 5th. So this is outside of the pods, right? Because have you gotten to any of the...
So I
can't remember where episodes there is.
I'm about
to spoil something for
that's
you.
That's okay. So, okay. It's fine. It's fine.
So Chelsea does not pick Trevor.
Oh,
okay. So okay. Chelsea does not pick Trevor.
Okay.
And so he obviously doesn't go on the honeymoon. He is done after the pods. So he texts her Wednesday, April 5th, 10:33 p.m. Nala, do you still love me? Smiley face. She said, pumpkin, I'm crying. He goes, can I call you in 30 minutes? She said, I missed you so much. He goes, I love you more than anything in this world. Big gap. And I'm going to marry you. She said, yes, call me. I can't wait. And then the next screenshot, Trevor says, I was planning on proposing, but she left me on the last day for another guy. Her name was Chelsea. And then he said, Chelsea also passed away today with crying faces, the dog, which he just did a TikTok talking about that again, playing up Mr. Nice Guy.
I can't. And I hope this was worth it for him. But also, I'm kind of mad at her. You don't co-sign for something like this. I wish Mike was talking about I'm going on a dating show. When?
Correct.
Not while we're married, sir.
It's fucking weird.
No, ma'am.
I don't understand why you would agree to this.
And it's not worth your relationship to be tested in this manner. You're basically allowing this person to betray you. Why would you? And then you're going to watch it? You're dumb. You. I don't want to say she deserves it because he's crazy. No, but also you put yourself in this situation.
Correct. Like you can be as mad as you want about the way he ended it, but you co-signed on this like fraud. It's just weird.
And putting somebody in a situation, you're basically saying that you're okay and open to him having these deep conversations, emotional connections possibly.
Right.
And you can also maybe be setting yourself up for someone to fall in love with somebody else. Why would you do
Who's
that?
Who's to say that he wouldn't go into the pods and actually fall in love with somebody else?
And then break up with you.
Yeah.
You ding dong. That's probably... Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
So, he said Chelsea passed away. She goes, I didn't want the first thing I texted you to be call your mom, meaning about the dog, because his mom was watching his dog, Chelsea.
Got it.
She goes, but it was yesterday. I talked to her a couple times. She's doing okay. He said, I talked to her, but yeah, the girl who was my final match was named Chelsea, and I gave her Chelsea's collar as my item. She said, that's very cute. He said, I hope you know how much I love you and had to pretend that this wasn't real life to say anything that I said. She said, it's okay, pumpkin. And then
also he gave the dog's collar though. Like, that's kind of weird.
Well, so the TikTok that he made, he was saying that like, so they gave each other gifts. Have you gotten to that part yet?
No. Is this new?
I don't know. I don't remember them. I know that gifts have been given, but I don't know if they've really showed it like this.
Okay.
So essentially they tell everybody that they're going to be able to give a gift to one of their final matches, but they also have to bring something from home that they're not necessarily gifting to the other person because they'll get the item back. But it has to be like just like a sentimental item that's like representative of something that's like really important to them.
Okay. All right.
So he
did the collar.
He had brought his dog Chelsea's collar. Mm-hmm. What he didn't, you know, what we didn't know is that his dog Chelsea had cancer and was really sick. And the day that she broke up with him in the pods is the day Chelsea died.
Okay.
Anyways, so. Yes.
Okay. All right.
But he didn't know that until he got out of the pods and called his mom, and then his mom had to tell him.
I got you.
Okay. So that's what they're talking about. And then she said something, you can't see the top of the text, but it says, "My stomach, because I feel like I've lost my best friend. However, I feel that you already know what you want based on your silence. So I'm prepared for the worst. You have made me wait 7 days without speaking a word to me. You can wait till tomorrow. I will text you in the morning." And he goes, "I don't want to have this talk, cry face. Why would you want to hear what I have to say after I've treated you like that all week?" She goes, "Because I want you to give me the respect I deserve instead of treating me like this." He said, "I do respect you. I wouldn't intentionally ruin things and push you away if I didn't know that you deserve 10 times better than me." Yeah. So essentially okay. They broke up over text, but yeah, like so weird. But anyways, so I can find the other screenshots and maybe share them to our stories, but she talks about how like she supported him because he wanted to get all of the things that come with going on reality TV. So she supported him going on this show. And then he got offered to film Perfect Match 2, and he went and filmed that. And I'm like, okay, one, are these producers and scouting agents not even bothering to look into people?
Yeah.
Like, I don't understand.
Obviously they're not, because it wouldn't be that hard to like question people, like even if it's like their home life. But again, why would you go on a show like this? It's going to come out. Have we not learned this by now?
No.
On all of the reality stuff, just because you want to get famous, do you want to be famous? That's how you know someone just wants to be famous. They don't care what it's for. They have no dignity. They have no self-respect. Right. That's all you care about truly at the end of the day, which it sounds like they both were on board with that, like to be famous, you know, whatever, to get all the notoriety. But the producers should do the bare minimum, at least talk to maybe two people in their personal life. Like, why not?
Like Jeremy's fine. Jeremy was single when they actually recruited him. Like, sure, he had just gotten out of a relationship. Yeah, but
doesn't matter. No.
That's different than this.
People get on dating apps right after. It doesn't matter. Does it look great? No, it doesn't. It can look a little skewed. But at the end of the day, I mean, that's sometimes people's mechanism of coping.
Right. It's different than this, where you are very intentionally frauding the production, right, the audience, everybody to try and
in the
like,
game itself, you're literally taking a space away for someone that would actually want to be there. And you're also convoluting and clouding up somebody else's like emotional state to fall for you when they could have been investing somewhere else. I don't know. People like that piss me off, because you care that much again about just being well known, or now you're gonna be well known to be this guy. Like, good luck in the future.
Wait, pal. I'm trying to, I wonder if he deleted it. What? He made... Oh, no, here it is. He made a TikTok that, like, did not age well. Hold on, I'll show you.
All right.
So, it's just this music, and it's a photo of him with a caption that says, "I accept who I am."
Oh, yeah.
And you scroll over, and it says, "I'm the nice guy with this douchey photo of him, like, touching his sunglasses." Mm-mm. I'm like, bruh. And he posted that like right before all these texts came out. Yeah. I'm like, you are embarrassing.
Like, even like knowing this about him and then replaying in my head when he's like, "Oh, so you like, I do have a mullet. So you like mullets?" And she's like, "Yeah, I love mullets." And he was like, "Oh, well, I don't know if that concerns me about you. If you really like mullets, then the guy that has a real mullet." What a douchebag, for real.
I will say, knowing the spoiler of him is going to ruin the rest of the pods in terms of like how it plays out with like her, Jimmy, like Trevor, you know, like I think, because tell you what happens?
I don't care. I really don't care about
spoilers.
I'm going to watch it anyways.
Y'all just like, I'm really sorry.
Don't listen to this entire episode. Wait for like 3 weeks.
Right. You should have stopped it a while ago.
We can put a spoiler alert in the description and before we post on socials.
Like, watch through episode blah, blah, blah before we discuss.
Basically, don't watch.
Yeah.
I mean, don't listen.
But like, listen, but just like, come back.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Later.
So Chelsea knew damn good and well why she needed to say that Megan Fox thing. It was very intentional.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. She wanted Jimmy because you have Jessica, who's arguably the most beautiful woman that has been on the show.
Yeah, she is.
And they're going after the same guy.
Yeah.
And old horse face is looking at Jessica. I just spit. And thinking like,
I'm going to tease him a little bit with like the look. Or like,
I'm going to win. Like subconsciously, right. She's so painfully insecure that yeah. I think she believes if she can pull Jimmy, who would pick her over the beautiful girl who she's like subconsciously in competition with, mm-hmm. then like that's a win
she
for
won.
Her.
Yeah, yeah, the competition. So
I think she, first of all, he's a piece of shit because as soon as Jessica mentioned that she had a daughter, it was done for him. Light switch moment. Mm-hmm. He was like, mm-mm. I'm fucking out.
Yep.
The fact that having a kid would be a bigger red flag than somebody having a divorce.
Right.
What is wrong with you?
What is wrong? And also like, the mom, Jessica, seems so normal and like sincere. Like I haven't watched very far into it, but like all of her stuff, any of those guys would be dumb. Not because she seems the most like sure of herself out of all the pod people that I can recall back from like seasons past. Because her daughter is like, and also her story. Oh my God. Yeah. I was like, she's like, bear with me. It's really deep. I'm like, what? And mm-hmm. I would have not wanted somebody like that. I'd be like, you know what? You can't handle me.
Yeah.
I am deep.
Yeah. So.
But Megan Fox.
Megan Fox.
Megan Mox.
But so that Jimmy was just, he was done as soon as she said that. Like, whatever. Apparently Jessica had another connection in the pods that we never saw ever. So.
With who?
Some guy, we literally never saw him.
Oh, they didn't air him at all?
No.
Which is so mind-blowing that they don't air some people. Like, after watching a couple seasons, you're like, wait,
like,
what?
Especially because she's, like, such a focal point for the show, mm-hmm. obviously, because of, like, her story and her looks and whatever. Like, you're not going to show her with another connection? Just
strange.
She better
end up with somebody.
I think it was just, like, the narrative that they were trying to, like, edit here. But
because they also are there to push stuff, too. Like, they do need some drama. They probably like when this... Sure. Look what it's done for the show.
Oh,
Each year. There's so many times that nothing like this happens, and we get halfway through, and we're like...
Like last season. God, last season was such a dud.
Right. And then finally, you get stuff that, like, happens, and you're like, yay, because that makes good reality TV.
Right.
It just sucks that... North Carolina is so grimy. Like,
It gets worse. Oh. I'm not going to spoil everything. But so anyways, and then I think that's why she mentioned the looks thing. That's why she brought it up because she was like, you know, who's going to resist Megan Fox? You know, the first time that somebody ever told her she looked like Megan Fox, she held on to that thing mm-hmm. like a dog with a bone.
She's like, one day this is going to come in handy.
Yep. She was like, Megan Fox, bet I look just like her. Mm-hmm. Yep. She's like, it's just because we have dark hair and blue eyes. No, bitch, you actually think you look like Megan Fox because you have not let it go.
You have not let it go.
So anyways, she ends up. Okay. I don't want to spoil too much for you. Okay. Jimmy proposes to Chelsea.
Okay.
Chelsea accepts.
Okay.
And so then she has to go meet with Trevor because she didn't break it off. This is also one of the first times I was telling Robbie where like we're not seeing them end things earlier in the pods. They're making it all the way through without making a decision.
Wow.
So, and up until this point,
wait, they're not allowed to stop it anymore like they used to?
No, they are. Oh, they just don't? These people just didn't. They just rode it out all the way to the end.
Because they see how that happens on TV. Like some people kind of get let, like they don't, they're not in the
They'll end
of
things
it.
Earlier when they know like it's mm-hmm. kind of fizzling or their connection with someone else is stronger. They'll kind of, you see these couples saying like, let's be exclusive in the pods. And nobody did that this season.
Interesting.
So they all kind of rode it out till the end. And so up until now, you are just like obsessed with Trevor. I mean, Chelsea is the only person that he's talking to. He seems so genuine and like such a good guy, and you're rooting for him. And then Chelsea comes in and she ends things, and he calls her on her bullshit. And he's like, he essentially accuses her of just saying yes to whoever would have asked first, and she can't deny it.
Oh, well,
she wants to be engaged so bad.
She just take what she can get.
I mean, we're talking about a woman who went back into the pods and sobbed because he said, I love you. Somebody said, I love you. And she's like, I'm just so used to men being mean to me. you need therapy.
Right.
You need help.
Right. Not a reality show.
Like, and if you're already in therapy, you need to double up or find a new one.
Get you a new therapist. Something she's telling you what you want to hear.
Something ain't working.
Right.
So he's like,
you can call BetterHelp and use code FAMOUS.
So he was like, would you have said yes if I asked you first? And she could not answer. She couldn't say yes or no. Like, it was wild. Like, it was very clear.
Like, and then he called her on her shit. Imagine watching that back. Like, again, if you did, like, imagine being the person that you're engaged to and watching that back and someone can't answer that. I'd be like, girl, bye.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
So, anyway, so it's like, I didn't think I could hate anybody more than I hated Jimmy. And then I really fucking hate Chelsea. I still hate Chelsea. There's nothing about that girl that's redeeming.
Watch the rest of this tonight.
Oh, there's nothing about that person that is redeeming. She is the worst. And so I still hate her more than Trevor. Like, shitty and shady as Trevor is. There is something so, she is the antithesis of a girl's girl.
Yeah.
In every way, shape, or form. Then you meet some of her friends and it's like, you can tell she's intentionally picked her group of girlfriends because she believes she's the prettiest one. Yep. She gets to be the queen bee of the group.
Yeah, because they got you. You're.
And I said another example of how she's deeply troubled and insecure.
Yeah. You're letting everyone around you gas you up because you're that insecure that you pick people that you think are less than you.
Yep.
And as soon as I realized that in a friendship, I'd be like, bye.
That's what I'm like. I can't imagine these girls sitting around fawning over her.
Mm-mm.
And not seeing the writing on the wall. What?
No.
Anyways.
No, I cannot wait to watch the rest of the season.
Oh no, I'm God. Like, I'm so excited for you to watch.
It's not done though, right?
No.
How many more do we have? Did they stop at like 9 or something?
There's 3 more episodes that drop on the 28th. And then there's the reunion on March 1st. You need to come over for the union. Yeah. For the union.
Is that what I said?
Yeah.
Whoops.
For the union.
Remember the last one we did? We did our live during it. We need to do that again.
I guess they just filmed the reunion yesterday or they're filming it today. Mm. One or the other.
Well, you know, they got them NDAs locked down right now.
Well, that's the one thing that like, I felt like, listen, as a reality TV junkie, I love having like the tea ahead of time and like behind the scenes stuff that like we wouldn't otherwise know about.
Yeah.
But it does spoil the show to an extent.
It does. It does. It's almost like it would be better if they weren't allowed to speak on anything at all. But the problem is you have people like the ex girlfriend, fiance, whatever. You have people like that will
they're
spoil
not
lo- it.
Yeah, they're not locked down by anything.
No, they don't have an NDA. And that's the problem. It's like, yes, the core, because like Bachelor, you're not allowed to say anything. You can't be in public together. You can't be. But now that social media is essentially that fifth wall, you can't do that anymore. It sucks because other people are like out on the prowl. But I agree, it does kind of ruin it in the real-time moments of, like, watching it play out. And then you find out about these bombshells, you know? It's like, oh, my gosh. But it's not
even just with this show. Like, with Housewives, with Vanderpump. And it's like, even if they're not outwardly talking about it, like, now everyone's got podcasts, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they're talking about shit on their podcasts.
Podcasts are the tramp stamps of our generation. That's what I read recently. And I was like, they're not wrong.
I mean, they aren't wrong. Not everybody can be, you know, us, one of the greats.
I mean, we do what we can. Been around for almost 5 years, which is kind of crazy.
It is kind of crazy. But yeah, it's like everybody's got podcasts. Everybody, you know, talks on social media or unfollows other people. And then that gets everybody talking because you have accounts. I mean, as like invested as I am like,
well, there's certain
the tip
time
of the
constraints.
Iceberg for no. people that yeah. like, I mean,
there's time constraints that we don't have to pour it. And I don't want time.
I
to
don't
be able to do that either.
Correct.
Honestly.
I don't want to,
but there are people that do that.
Yes.
They watch real time of when somebody, they know almost to a day or within like two, they're like, well, it was in the last couple of days. Cause I just checked on Tuesday. And it's like Wednesday at 5.
Crazy.
And it's like, dang, are you really that bored? Like, you really have nothing else going on than to comb through someone's followers. Like, they do that with people, like, speculating to be dating. They do. I mean, I just, that is just very wild to me.
I mean, I'm very appreciative for those people bring me all the
gossip. They give us the high-level overview, and then we can go investigate from what they're bringing us. They're feeding us the info, and we're like, okay.
Cool, I want to be fed. I just don't want to do the cooking.
No, you know? I ain't doing all that. I'm going to be out of the kitchen, but I'm going to go eat.
We're more front of house people, you know?
We are. We'll investigate, and then we'll talk about it. We'll give hot takes, incorrect information, because, you know, I'll be spreading some misinformation on an accident about a storyline. But no.
There's a rumor going round
about me and you.
Ugh, that felt good.
That hits every time in my soul. But, I mean, it is what it is. I'm not mad about the spoilers. I am going to watch it. I'm kind of glad that people do. I'm not about cancel culture or people just coming at people all the time looking for stuff. But stuff like that where you know someone's being dirty and grimy from the get-go. Also, homegirl should have never co-signed on that. It's part of her fault too. I understand what she's doing, but it's also not a good look for her.
Nope.
No, like I said, Mike ain't going on no, I almost said hunting show. I meant, you ain't going on a hunting show. Dating show. Like, I would never just... You just don't put yourself there because look what happened. Look at what it's done. They might have been in the best place.
Especially in a long-term relationship.
And it sounds like they were in a good place. Like the way that they were talking to each other. Like, okay, pumpkin and like baby, like what, pumpkin? Okay.
There's another screenshot that wasn't included in the ones that I pulled up where she was like, he was like, it's been like, I'm sorry, it was so long. She was like, I was expecting it to be another 10 days. Indicating that she was fully expecting him to propose to somebody in the pods and go on the honeymoon portion of it. And it's like, you know, the whole point of the honeymoon, they're going to be intimate, right? Like at the very least, they're going to kiss.
That's again, like, that's what I'm
why? Saying. Why so are you signing off on that?
Right.
Because like, it would be one thing to just say, yeah, go through the pods and then like, just don't find a connection or whatever.
Yeah, but also it would be easier for me to swallow if somebody were like, hey, I'm going on Real World. Okay, go on Real World. Yeah. Road Rules or something like that. Like, Okay, a show that's not actually a dating one. This never works out well.
No.
Like I said, Jeb. Wasn't his name Jeb? The little troll country singer, like a little leprechaun with a big forehead.
He was
so not cute.
Yeah.
But like, it didn't work out well for him either, and it got exposed. And then he really had no career with his little banjo, and then all of a sudden he had more of no career. Like, it didn't work out. Even with all the fame, he's still probably playing at, like, Tootsie's in Nashville, like, at 3 o'clock on a Tuesday.
I was going to say, at the top bar.
Right, like, at, you know, 3 o'clock on Tuesday or, like, 10 a.m.
He's on the fourth floor.
Truly, like, it's not going to work out. Again, to your point, social media exposes everything. Mm-hmm. And listen, I'm not saying people can't have a past, make mistakes. Absolutely. We all have been there. But for somebody to be real time in a messy situation, whether that is a marriage, engagement, whatever, it's not going to fare well, especially when it's playing out real time. Because guess what? Your drama ain't going to be able to pass quickly, because the longer life is breath into it, the longer it's going to just kind of keep brewing, and people are going to be looking. Now they're hot on your ass about it. And guess what? Good luck living it down, brother.
Yep.
Yikes. And that's all I got on that.
I love it. Wow. Preach to the choir. Church really spoke to you this morning.
It did. It was a great service. I'm not going to lie. It's really good. I'm glad I watched that before I came on this one today.
Let me see. What other housekeeping things? Oh, okay. So we have merch.
Yes. Our March Madness.
For March Madness. I think, most people saw our reels, so you can see our sweaters. It's très cute.
It's so cute.
So we're gonna open up pre-orders pretty soon here to patrons, I think is what we talked about first.
Yep.
And have them have first crack at orders, and then we'll open it up to everybody.
No, we're gonna do our patrons and our channel, our subscribe, our little
text, the subscribers,
like a whatever it's called, a channel, right?
It is a channel.
We need to call it like our text thread.
Yeah, something.
Whatever. Anyway, it's the thing on Instagram that you like, not even subscribe to. I don't know how to say it. You just, we'll share it on stories.
Yeah.
But we'll open it up to that. It's a pre-order thing. And then they will drop.
Yeah.
And then they are so cute. And then March Madness is about to kick off. And y'all already know it's litty up in here with that.
Yes. March Madness. Book club. I got to read my book this week.
I've started it. And it's not horrible, actually.
Oh, well, I'm glad. Horrible.
I was really apprehensive. And I was really dragging my feet. And the other day I went and got my nails done. So I had two Audible credits, And I was like, let me start it so I can get into it while I'm getting my nails in for the hour. And I'm not mad. Like, it started, and I was reading reviews, because again, I'm a spoiler girly, whatever, I don't care. And I was reading reviews, and a lot of people were like, oh, people throw so much shade at this book. It's really not bad. It starts off a little slow, but it picks up. So that made me feel better. So I had that mindset going in. I ain't mad about it.
Okay.
So we're good.
Well, I'm excited. So I'm going to read that at some point this week. We'll record that episode.
And somebody messaged us on Instagram last night, and I'm so proud of you, girl. She's been reading. So she's already read her book for this month. Uh-huh. She wants us to go ahead and do March and April. So let's start getting our voter slides up for our patrons to get voting on our next couple books. And maybe we can like do two at a time for people. Because she's like, I don't want my momentum to stop. Like, I'm back on my reading train. And I love that energy.
We love a reader.
Yes. So we'll do that too. We'll get those. We'll start selecting.
Okay. So we'll do all that. All right.
All right, love you guys. Love y'all. Have a good week. Bye. Bye.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode of Basically Famous, available on YouTube and anywhere you can listen to podcasts. We'd love for you to subscribe, rate us 5 stars, and leave us some words of affirmation. And don't forget to call or text the hotline at 919-867-6776 for your chance to be basically famous.
XOXO.